hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to the straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you today. It's Tuesday. And if it's Tuesday, that means it's the special edition of the National Intel Report on this 4th of August, 2009. Coming up next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm glad that Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center, freedom21.org is the website, or AmericanPolicyCenter. I think it's org, yeah. We're going to be doing this up in Oklahoma City. Well, actually, right on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. And my friend John Stokes up there in Kalispell, Montana, he got a little radio station up there, 600 AM. He's going to be streaming this thing. Gary Franchi from Republic Magazine and the crew, they're going to be doing actually a video streaming. And I haven't talked to Gary about this as to the mechanics of it, but I'll tell you what, this is the first time that that conference in its 10-year history, this is the 10th anniversary, in its 10-year history, will be made available to the public. But we are going to do the audio, and I do believe I'm going to stream it off of the network here. Do we have that technology, Mr. Producer? Yes, we do. So we are probably going to do that as well. Very exciting stuff. There's a lot of people that are kind of getting in a cooperative spirit. I think the times necessitate cooperation because, well, I, for one, I'm straining my ears to hear that other shoe hit the ground. Bob Chapman. Come in, Bob Chapman.
Coming in 5x5.
And how are we, sir? Are you in good health? Roots?
I am in perfect health. I am happy to report. And I hope you and Robbie are as well.
Well, let's check in with Mr. Noel, Scottsdale, Arizona. Do we have a Robbie Noel out there?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Robbie, how are you doing?
Any day the miners move up, we all have a good day.
Should have moved up more than I did.
I'm not complaining. A dollar a day is all we need, Bob.
Well, that's true, and we've got a great start this week. I'm sure that the people who bought your special last week and the week before are happy because they certainly bought cheaper than the prices are today.
Yes. Today, last week, what was it? 260 for a British sovereign. Today, 276.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Save $16 by listening to Robbie Noel.
Well, and I've also twisted his arm. That snapping sound that you saw or heard, that was Robbie's arm breaking.
I thought it was his crutch.
No, he was having dental work done. I twisted his arm hard enough. We now have, what do you call those, boxes, cases? What is that stuff, Robbie?
Yeah, we have, actually we have two types of silver today. Not part of the Bob Chapman special, but we have monster boxes of silver eagles. And actually got the supplier to break down bags of silver. So we'll be able to offer half bags of silver today as well.
Happy times are here again. That's the poor man's gold, just in case
yes.
You listeners out there care, and I'm sure that you do. We'll be right back with the crew right after this.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, Mr. Noel, did you thank KTAE 1330 for carrying your program?
Yes, I did.
Well, and...
a number of times.
Well, and I did as well, but I'll thank them once again. By the way, do you know where that signal goes to?
I have absolutely no idea.
The largest U.S. military base on the planet. Up there in Killeen,
Texas. Actually, I got a very complimentary email from... A lieutenant serving in Iraq who listens faithfully to the show with Charles Carlson every Wednesday.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we appreciate our service people and guys. If anybody's listening to this program over there in the Middle East, we do support you, and I'll tell you how we support you. We want to get you the hell out of there. Okay, we want you home. God, how many tours have they had to do? And then Napolitano from the DHS making the suggestion that these people could be terrorists. They could be radicalized in the anti-government movement in this country. But what are they over there supposedly fighting for, Robbie?
I don't know. But the reports out of Afghanistan are not good.
No, they're not. Oh, but here's good news.
But nobody's paying any attention to Afghanistan anymore.
No. Well, we're too busy gearing up for the foray going into Iran. Did you see this? From the Debka file, supposedly there was some high-level meetings going on with Israel, and we've been given a lead for Iran.
Oh, look, there's something going, maybe Bob knows something about this, but there's something going on in the Middle East, especially in Saudi Arabia. Prince Bandar, you mean following that, Bob? You mean hearing about the coup? He's been placed under house arrest?
No, I had not heard that.
Prince Bandar, during the Bush administration, was the ambassador for Saudi Arabia in the U.S. He'd been the ambassador here for a decade. And apparently there's some trouble going on in Saudi Arabia. Apparently he was planning a coup of the Saudi royal family.
Well, he's very close to the Illuminists who run our country, so I imagine that if that's what he did, they'll chop his head off.
Well, this is the information, Bob, that I've gotten on this deal here with Israel. A week-long U.S.-Israeli marathon in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv ended Thursday, July 30th. That was the platform for the Obama administration's first unveiling of the new U.S. diplomatic military program for Iran and its nuclear threat, you know, the one that doesn't exist. Debka files military intelligence sources disclosed. They're talking about a three-staged program that was presented by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and National Security Advisor James Jones to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Ehud Barak, and wasn't he brought up on some sort of charges over there?
Yeah, but, and then they're charging him with fraud.
Yeah, but he's the defense minister.
No, Lieberman, I'm thinking of, the foreign minister.
Right. Well, and the chief of staff, Lieutenant General Gabi, and I kid you not, Ashkenazi. Mossad chief, Mayor Dagan, and military intelligence head Amos Yadlin. And they're talking about three steps for thwarting Iran's drive for the nuclear bomb. But any military action? The United States is to take the lead, not Israel.
Well, you do know there's 25 congressmen began a six-day trip to Israel, started yesterday.
Who paid for it?
Oh, hello. Look in the mirror.
Well, I could make a comment there, but my wife would slap me upside the head.
I mean, that's the largest contingent ever of U.S. congressmen to go to Israel.
When your taxpayer dollars have to be spent on something.
Yeah. Well, I guess they don't want to have town hall meetings talking about health care.
Well, if they had disruptions like that, they'd probably shoot them all just like they do the Palestinians.
Hey, I've got a Lloyd Doggett, bless his little democratic socialist soul, down here in Austin a couple of days ago. He did one of these town hall meetings, and about 150 people showed up and shouted his little butt right out of town. And it was on the health care thing. And I'll tell you what, the longer this drags out, the better it is for you and I. Because, again, as Robbie's statement, look in the mirror, taxpayers on the hook for everything now. We're going to borrow our way into prosperity. Hey, Robbie, you got a couple hundred thousand you can loan me? I guarantee you it'll make you feel good.
Yeah. I'll send you a check.
Yeah, just don't drop it; it'll bounce and hit the ceiling, right?
By the way, you know that the sheriff in Birmingham, Alabama, says he may be having to call out the National Guard to maintain order there. Apparently, budget cuts have decimated the sheriff's department. This was just reported by AP.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to have Richie Mack on the program Thursday. And Richie has been getting some traction again, and I'm glad, because he was just on Fox Television, Judge Napolitano,
yes,
about his new book. And he has been all over the country. And here it is, folks. The solution to our problem is in our backyards, and that's with the county sheriffs. And I can hear people groaning right now. Yeah, we know that there's some county sheriffs out there that are ex-chief of police, little administrators that they are, that wouldn't know the Constitution from a roll of toilet paper. Yes, we know. But here's an opportunity for really grassroots people out there that know the law, the Constitution, states' rights, sovereignty, the whole nine yards. Here's where we can pick up the gauntlet and put the good county sheriffs back in the seats that they should be in. Okay, so, hey.
And he's got a book out.
Yes, he does. And that's what we're going to be talking about Thursday. But that's another subject and another time.
Well, it all kind of interweaves itself.
Yes, it does. By the way, somebody mentioned the other day to me, Robbie, was it you, Chris, that said something about, well, Robbie's an African-American?
That's true, he is.
Yeah, but so are you, Bob, but you're not in country.
You know, a kid tried to do that at a South African kid. Filled out a school application, listed himself as an African American. And all the you know what broke out after that one.
Well. Can't have some white guy that's an American, no matter what the age, in Africa calling himself an African American. Hey, the markets.
Just like Barack Obama.
Yeah. Barry. No, let's.
Except I was born there.
So was he. At any rate, gold. Folks, if you don't know what's happening with gold, I'm here to tell you we told you so. For you people who are still out there waiting for it to hit the $500 mark, please don't hold your breath. If you do, call 911. They're going to have to resuscitate you.
$33 away from 1,000.
Yeah.
Could see it tomorrow.
Yeah. Close at 967.90, up 1040. Silver, woohoo, it's starting to move again. And as I said, that's the poor man's gold, up 41 at 1466 in OZ. And the Dow Jones. Guys, were you watching the markets today? Do you think the plunge protection team was working overtime today?
They sure were.
Holy mackerel. I sat, and it was 2 hours before market close, Bob, and I saw the Dow on the little ticker there go unchanged. And I'm going, yeah, unchanged. And I could just see the manipulation going on there. Well, the United States dollar, that's not doing too well. Closed down at 70. Well, actually, it closed up 6 cents at 77.65. Bob, what can we look for in the United States dollar here? China evidently is not going to buy any more of our debt. What are they going to do?
Well, I think, excuse me. I think, first of all, we were at 89.5 2 months ago, and I said, you know, get out of the dollar. And for those of you who play that market, go short. They expected support at 80, and it didn't get there. And it collapsed from there. And then they, the market expected support at 78, and that was didn't exist at all. And now they're talking about 74. So the market's going down in the U.S. dollar fairly quickly. By the end of October, the 71.18, which is support. And that's what I expect, that other nations' business people, like a year and a half ago, will stop accepting dollars, whether it's in traveler's checks or debit and credit cards or in business, they'll demand euros. And that could create a crisis, not a permanent one, but a temporary one. And then I expect that in all probability that the government will use that as an excuse along with the swine flu to perhaps do a forerunner of what's going to come later, they'll go ahead, I think, and shut the banks down for 2 or 3 or 4 days.
A bank holiday. By the way, Bob Chapman had his own town hall meeting. With roughly about 30 million people the other day. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
Yeah, that was the idea when we started out. Peace, liberty, justice, freedom, all those passe things went out the window along with those stodgy old farts with the white wigs. Bob Chapman, you had the opportunity the other day to talk to 30 million people via 500 radio stations on George Norrie's program on August 2nd, and that was being hosted by Ian Punnett, I think his name is. You know, they won't let me on that program. They'll put AJ up there or Steve Quayle, but they don't want me talking to 30 million people because you know what? I'm a guy of solutions. I'm not up there to scare the living snot out of people. And you really can't consider George Norrie's crowd to be the patriot community. They're pretty well informed on a lot of different subjects. But I'm glad after a 5-year hiatus, Bob Chapman, you had the opportunity to get up there. Were you up there for the whole 3 hours?
I certainly was.
Good.
And an awful lot of people, I understand, wrote in and were happy that I was there. And many of them wanted me on once a month. And because some of them sent me copies of the letter. And most of them were from people who I didn't know. And so evidently I present things in a clear and concise manner so that it's easy for the average person to understand what the problems are. And it was a good interview. we had some very good calls, and I'm glad I was exposed to that, because the message that we have to the people got to a different audience. And I don't overstate, as you well know, and I don't scare the whatchamacallit out of people. The facts are the facts. They speak for themselves. And so it worked out pretty well, I think.
Well, good. I mean, you've been only doing this for one purpose and one purpose only. It's what I've been involved with all these years, and that's to wake people up and tell them what's really going on. And I've had my radio program, my show critiqued, and you know that I'm very conservative, and I guess I've been known as doing a lot of financial stuff, but it's more for the middle and upper middle class people. That's not true, because I've been down here in the trenches all these years. I'm a working class hero like everybody else out there, folks. I believe in an honest day's work for an honest dollar. Of course, we haven't had an honest dollar in, what, 100 years? But aside from that, Bob, you've been doing this for a half a century, for gosh sakes.
That's right. And, I think as long as I stay healthy, I can probably do it several more years, you know, maybe as much as 5 or 10. And I'm not going to give up. The only other position left for me is on the front line, because I can be sacrificed. I mean, I've lived my life, so if I'm going to take some bullets, that's fine.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking about this today. We've had some very fine people recently pass, Alan Stang being one, and this guy has been in the battle. You knew him as well, Bob Chapman. You guys used to run together.
64.
Yeah.
It was Ed Griffin and Anthony J. Hilder and my partner, Gary Allen.
You know, and I'll tell you what, he wasn't big in stature, but he had a lot of guts. I mean, he even went toe-to-toe with the Black Panthers one day by himself.
So that's right.
You know, Allen doesn't back down. I mean, he was a unique individual. And a lot of people don't understand, you know, the people that you hear on the airwaves right now, they're relative newcomers. And when we're talking people that have been in the trenches fighting this battle since the 60s, where everybody else was running around with long hair and bell bottoms and smoke love and smoke dope and love and peace and all this other stuff, and why do we have fences for property, you were out there with a merry band trying to relay what was going on in this country a half a century ago. I mean,
in those days, we didn't have access to radio, and of course, there was no internet. And so we were pamphleteers, and we were all writing books and our newsletters and things like that. And of course, the whole world has changed since then. And in the last 15 years, we've been able to accomplish what would have taken 100 years before. But John, believe me, and Robbie, we've got these people on the run. They think they're going to win this thing, and I got news for you. There's millions and millions of people all over the world who are now getting the solution as to who did what to them. And we're making tremendous inroads. And when you see them at the Bilderberger meeting, whether they should stop the depression that they've got planned, and then they find out they can't stop it, and then at the Bilderberger meeting, they said, we've got to let the dollar go down. And that's how I was able to pick the top of the market. And so we're doing the right thing. And all of you people who are supporting John and Robbie, please continue to do it. We need all the help you can get.
Well, we haven't even really hit our stride yet. Things have not gotten bad enough. And the listeners to this network, and I love all of you, but again, I will ask you to get in contact with us here at this network. You know, we print up the business cards, generic business cards, 100 of them for $8. That includes the shipping. Send you out bumper stickers. Help us spread the word, folks. We're in the right. Might equals right here. We're doing the right thing for the right reasons. Don't believe the propaganda that they're throwing at us. I love my country. I'm very pro-government. And I love God and country and family. Join us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Nutrients 21 brings you this flu preparedness update. Research indicates that while certain vitamins can boost your immunity, the most important role is that specific vitamins appear to help modulate your immune system response and prevent a cytokine storm. Cytokines are part of your immune response to a viral attack. A cytokine storm is an explosive reaction of your immune system to pathogens, and it can be as deadly as the flu. The high flu fatality rate among young people with strong immune systems is usually attributed to cytokine storms. Taking the right vitamins in the right amount is critical to developing a modulated response to a viral attack. At Nutrients 21, we have formulated the world's most advanced immune system supplement, and it's called Ultra Immunity. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. Ultra Immunity provides the critical amount of vitamins needed to maintain a strong, balanced immune system. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we are back. 800-313-9443 if you wish to call in with your questions or your opinions. Hopefully it's based on fact. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to Kevin up there in Northwest Indiana. The guy died last November, temporarily. Kidney failure. He's on dialysis, but up there in Northwest Indiana. Kevin, if you're listening right now, call in the network and give me your frequency so I can let people know. You can hear it in Southwest Michigan, Indiana, Northeast Indiana, all over the place up there. So, Kevin, give me a call, 800-724-2719 in the network. Let me know what the frequency is, and we'll let people know as they're traveling through Northwest Indiana. All right. Robin in California, you're the first up on the National
Hi.
Intel Report. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I haven't called for a while.
What's up?
I have a couple questions, one for Robbie and then one for whoever. First of all, Robbie, when you say that they ran out of blanks, I'm not clear what that means, and I was wondering if you could explain it.
Blanks, technical term is planchards, and those are the, before they become coins, they just round discs. So you can't make coins without planchards. So, you know, just to keep it simple, we call them blanks.
Okay. All right. That explains that. Now, my other question is, hypothetically, suppose that they do impose the mandatory vaccinations, and I don't plan on getting it, as a lot of other people have said they don't plan on getting it. But what happens to little old me, and me being kind of a hypothetical anybody in my neighborhood or whatever, what happens to me when they either haul me off or come to my door or whatever, and then all my planning goes out the window? What happens then? I mean, what then? Who's gonna be out there helping?
Is this the whomever part of the question?
Yeah, this
okay.
is the
other.
You become a prisoner of war.
There you go. Yeah,
they put you in a rail car and ship you somewhere.
Yeah,
but
well,
then are there going to be a lot of us like that?
Well,
if you don't have the arm bracelet, I suppose, yeah.
And my suggestion would be, don't be there. Be someplace else.
Well, that may be, but you never know where you might be at the right wrong time.
Well, and, you know, people have asked me, well, you know, gosh, people are selling off their toys, John. Why don't you sell your motorcycle? You could probably buy some silver. Uh-uh. A motorcycle can go where cars cannot. So there is my avenue of escape. And Texas is a pretty doggone big place. There's not going to be any roadblocks for this kid. You know, I will be gone. Good Texas tailwind and adios amigos.
You know, there's something very strange going on. Russia today warned all its citizens who are going to Wales next week for the, I don't know, Bob probably knows this, some soccer tournament, not to drink the water because of the swine flu and just drink whiskey.
It sounds like a great idea.
It sounds like a rumor started by liquor manufacturers.
If you're under 50, the body can't take it after that.
I'm telling you.
And if I'm not mistaken, Wales is already declared mandatory of inoculations.
Well, maybe when they go to the games, maybe they'll inoculate them too.
Yeah, you can't come into this. Hey, the one thing I don't understand, you know, the word fan is the root or the base of fanatic. That's where that came from.
Well, have you ever been to a soccer match?
Well, and that's what I was just going
to
say.
Oh, wait a minute now.
No. Turnabout is fair play. Fanatics, people would probably have their teeth pulled out with pliers so they could go see a soccer game. So I don't see if somebody was standing there with a hypodermic needle going, if you want to watch the match, you got to get a shot. Hell, they'd be rolling up their sleeves for it.
Probably.
Yeah. Bread and circuses. Robin, is there anything else, dear?
Yeah, one more thing, if I may. You know, the banks were recording last week that, you know, record profits, Goldman Sachs and all those.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I've been looking, but where are they paying back this money that they got in the bailout? Are they paying it back?
Yeah.
Well, some of them are.
Good wishes.
And after they used it for several months and applied 50 to 100% leverage and made a pile of money with it, they're dumping it back on the government. And, of course, they still are carrying assets on their books in a mark-to-model, not mark-to-market. And
what is
that
the
means
difference?
Mark-to-market is the real value of something that's trading in the marketplace that you can say such and such traded at $1,000 today and put it down on your ledger. Mark-to-model is a totally different thing, and what that means is that this security doesn't trade very often. So you value it at what you think it is, and so if it's worth 30 cents and you put down 80, then that washes, and that's what's going on. And incidentally, the FASB, financial accounting, we'll call it the International Accounting Board, they're going to change the rules back, and they want a mark-to-market. And there's going to be a big fight over it, and they're going to win, and the banks are going to have to tell everybody that they're broke.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because I was just reading. Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Deniger, Carl Deniger, Bob?
Yes.
His market ticker, he actually sent off a letter to Ms. Sheila Bair of the FDIC, and he brings up a very important point. He talking about the defaulted loans, which are not being really reported. There's a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, believe this or not, that are living rent-free or mortgage-free in a lot of homes across the United States. And there's a reason for this. And he said that the so-called, he said, talking about defaulted loans, he says there are literally millions of Americans that are living rent-free right now because their lender has sent out a NOD on and then done nothing else despite never paying another penny toward their mortgage. And why are they doing this? He says it's not hard to figure out. If the banks foreclose and sell the property, then the sale price becomes the indisputable mark to market on paper. And avoiding that mark is absolutely critical, or these banks would be forced to recognize their own insolvency.
Well, sure. Look, I mean, that's what's happening. I mean, it's happening right here in Phoenix. I mean, this is the worst real estate market in the country by far. And homes aren't going, banks aren't putting homes in foreclosure. They would rather just keep them on the books than foreclose on them.
Well, here in Central Texas, Round Rock, Texas, I think I've only lost about 5% on my home. Only. You know, and even that is like...
Yeah, but you guys didn't go nuts.
No.
Well, not only that, the house is worth $50,000.
and where are you living at, Mr. Chapman, right now?
Well, I have a hut, and it's up in a tree, and the locals call me Dazan.
Dazan.
Thought you were going to say Buana.
Buana.
No, Buana means watch out, you're going to fall down.
Paris.
Right, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm biggie on.
God, you Rhodesians. I've never been able to
figure
that out.
That's Shoner, isn't it, Robbie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paris in Illinois, or is that Paris, Illinois?
Yeah, I have a couple of interesting comments. I have heard on the Internet about this whole system may come down in October. The people are saying that this whole the fiscal year is going to end in the next 3 to 4 months, in the end of the year, and they say right now the stock market is going high, but it's all a sham. What do you think about that?
Well, September is the end of the financial year for the U.S. government. And
September 30th.
Yeah, and also, correct me if I'm wrong here, it's also the end of the financial year for fund managers.
It's also the end of financial year for the European group of banks that have been able to sell 500 tons of gold this year, and they sold 140, so they either don't have the gold or they know it's going up.
So what do you guys think is going to happen? Is the market going to suddenly just drop, or what are we going to see in the next couple of months?
Well, I think the market's going to drop from here into the end of the year. It's going up on extremely low volume with poor leadership right now. And it's a gift to the plunge protection team, which is a working group in financial markets. Everybody in Europe is gone. The hedge fund managers won't be back until September 15th. It's like a party for these people. And the 9,200, 9,300 Dow is not reflective of anything, because if you own a quality stock, it's not going anywhere. It's just the junk stocks are moving up, junk within the S&P 500 and better companies of the country. And so once the players come back and the dollar's sitting down, not at 77.5 like it is today or whatever it is, it'll be sitting lower, and people are going to be very reticent to buy dollar-denominated securities. And so I see the market down between now and the end of the year, maybe down to 6,600 again on the Dow, and the gold and silver are going to fly. And I think interest rates are going to start to edge back up again with the 10-year note getting back up to 4% again. And there's going to be big, great consternation. Nothing's going to come of the stimulus package this year. The figures that came out on the GDP for the second quarter were an absolute insult to any professional. The first quarter supposedly was minus 6.4, and when they made a secret readjustment from minus 5.5. And then in the second quarter, they call for a minus 1%. You've got to be kidding me. It's statistically impossible. And these people are absolute morons.
Yeah, this whole Obama administration is liberal. Like, we have to do so much to change this whole thing around. I think Obama is worse than Bush, and many, he's almost like, the healthcare thing is crazy.
Well, the only difference, let me tell you something. The only difference between Obama and George Bush is he had an R in his title there that he was a Republican. But that's a rhino. Yeah. That's a Republican in name only. If you beat a Bush, does an Obama fall out? I don't see any difference between the two.
I could say something, but I'm not going to.
I could read your mind.
I'm glad you're not going to say it.
All right.
I wouldn't want to send you back to Borrowdale.
Paris, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, Bob, we're working on borrowed time here. Is this the reason why we have not seen a collapse in the real estate market? Because of this mark-to-market deal that they'd have to say, well, wait a minute. Hey, here's another 1,000 or another 2,000 or 3,000 banks that were now insolvent because we had to say that the real estate market isn't working anymore. What's going on with that?
Well, we get 67 banks went down that they tell you about. But there's hundreds and hundreds of them that have been absorbed by other banks. You just don't hear about it. And I've talked to bankers, and they tell me about it. And the government's lying about everything. But this mark-to-market is coming again, and it's going to stick. And it's going to throw everything into turmoil. Robbie, what's the deadline? September?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but you've also got to take into consideration unemployment benefits. I thought the number was around 600,000 that are going to, you know, run out of benefits. But according to the New York Times, it's closer to 1.6 million. So if you got 1.6 million people, I mean, we haven't even...
Well, they're going to be added to the unemployment rolls.
No,
these
are people that are going to be thrown off the unemployment rolls. They've exhausted...
Yeah, but they'll be counted in U6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so that's included. See, the big bugaboo is the birth-death ratio. And if you take that away from U6, which is a governed figure of 16.5%, you get 20.5%. And John Williams, who's the eminent one in that field, agrees with me. And so we're going to creep up to 22% by the end of the year, might be higher, and 25% next year because of the stimulus package. And I think toward the end of the year, there'll be legislation proposed again for another $2 trillion stimulus package for next year, election year. And that'll probably get passed in February or March, and they'll do the same thing over again. And that's what I expect to happen.
All right.
Well, it's like today. Today's report, no wonder Wall Street couldn't figure out which way it was up. I mean, you had pending home sales, which means absolutely nothing, which the reading was an increase of 3.6%. They were expecting a 0.7. But then when you look at personal income, I mean, personal income went down 1.3%. So you've got rising pending home sales, declining personal income, and spending was marginal. So nothing made any sense today. And the ADP report that's going to come out tomorrow is going to be as bogus as it always is. And then everybody's going to focus on Friday's jobs report, And think about this. If the number comes in at under, 235,000, that will be good news.
Double plus good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as it as it we thought it
been.
Was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's unbelievable.
The birth date reduction averages 185,000 a month. So if you have a short-term unemployment figure of, in addition, let's say 500,000, the real figure is 680,000 that lost their jobs. And this is why it's so important for people to understand how they devise those figures and what lies they are.
All right, we got to take this break. 800-313-9443. We're not here for ourselves, folks. We're here for you. Avail yourself of the opportunity. 800-313-9443.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in 1 day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We are back. We gave away, I had Rob Gray on the program last week. By the way, folks, I've had my hand in the designing of a silver round, 1 ounce silver round. It's going to be the Andrew Jackson coin. What? What are you giving me a palms up for? What are you doing? What? My producer here is giving me the no neck or palms up stuff. What? Well, you're sending your... Yeah, like I can hear you through this window. Get on the microphone. Yes. If you're going to sit there and disrupt me, I'm going to make you pay for it. All right. At any rate, the dear lady, somebody had copied her address down wrong. We gave away a 10-coin set, half ounce each silver, and we had the wrong address. So luckily, the United States Postal Service returned it to us, and it is on its way out to you. So at any rate, speaking of which, Mr. Noel, and yes, please include your phone number in which they can call you to avail yourself of the Bob Chapman special.
Mm-hmm. Well, British sovereigns, get them while you can. Don't have many of them, and this is only good as far as today is concerned. $276 is a quarter ounce British sovereigns, 0.2354 of an ounce. Order 20 or more, comes to $5,520. You will receive a free subscription to the International Forecaster or an extension. And not included in the Chapman special, if silver is your thing, half bags of junk silver, 360 ounces of silver for $5,550 delivered. That works out at $15.41 an ounce. Or monster boxes of silver eagles, $8,555. That's 500 ounces. Works out at $17.11. And you can call Republic Trading Group 1-800-691-7898.
Now, what is the difference between 360 silver dollars for a half bag and the case that you mentioned?
No, it's 360 ounces.
360 ounces. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
In other words, it's $500 face value.
Gotcha.
In other words, it's made up and you can't pick or choose. It's either quarters or dimes. Could be all quarters, could be all dimes, could be a mixture of the two, but it all comes out to $500 face value.
All right. Okay.
And if you want a full bag, just multiply that by two.
All right, and what was that again? I'm writing this down as you speak.
$5,550 for half a bag of silver delivered.
All right. Can that go in one of those United States Postal Service boxes?
Yes, it does.
Oh, goody gumdrop. So
if
then,
it fits, it ships.
If it fits, it ships. I can't ask you this question on the air, but if people want to avail themselves of that, can we send them a mug? Is there enough profit in there I can pop for a mug?
On the silver?
Yeah.
Sure.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. So you get a... Hey, we can't give you the Bob Chapman special or the newsletter because we have to actually pay Mr. Chapman for that. That's how he's doing his living down there and wherever the heck he's at. He does radio programming and gets his newsletter out, and he's been educating a whole lot of people. And folks, we don't build into the cost of any of this stuff for a fine ceramic Arbian mug or the Bob Chapman newsletter. All this comes out of our end, folks, and we don't pat it and charge it back to you. Many people do that. Many people become accustomed to, oh, hey, they're giving away something free, only to find out that it's rolled back into the cost of the product or the service that you're getting. We don't do that here. We're honest people. Okay? I know it's a rarity, but we are. Hour two coming up right after this. With recent